Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Monday, April 2nd, and it is already April, the year flying by, but this is your boy Matt Shook, an Associated Press writer here in Chicago, covering the NBA, Pistons follower my whole life, and sports newspaper reporter for over a decade throughout the country. And today we're going to be talking about the Pistons' three wins since we talked last, a five-game winning streak right now, winners of seven of the last eight, six of seven since Reggie Jackson got back on the court. Too little and too late. Doesn't that make it even more frustrating right now? But we're going to be updating the bleak playoff picture, still hanging on by a thread, despite a couple of nice wins by Milwaukee over the weekend. Recapping the weekend games, the Pistons wins a little bit too, some thoughts I had from each of those, and why it's still frustrating, it's so frustrating to follow this team, and why the other Detroit teams are toying with our emotions in April in the D. April in the D, remember that slogan from Fox Sports Detroit and the song of the summer from about 10, 12 years ago, April in the D. I know you guys know that one. But we're also going to be recapping the Grand Rapids drive. The season came to an end on Friday night. They lost their one-game playoff against the Raptors, 905. But I want to tell you guys about Ash Supply Company. We've been drinking their coffee every day for a few weeks now. I here on Locked On Pistons. I've been getting my beans from Burundi, Kenya, and Guatemala in this month's shipment. Ash Supply Company is a Detroit business that is growing in the heart of the city, and it's the coffee that's driving Detroit's renaissance. Not just coffee with these guys, I should say. It's definitely a lifestyle. My guys, Mike and AJ, they've built this company from the ground up. They are Wayne State grads, proud warriors, and I've known these guys a long time. I've given their coffee as gifts to serious and satisfied coffee drinkers. Ash Supply Company has two locations in Detroit that you should visit, and their coffee is also available at retailers all over the Metro Detroit area, and also for me at Goddess and the Baker in downtown Detroit. But Locked On Pistons is giving you a great offer for coffee to come to you monthly. Visit ashsupplycompany.com, A-S-H-E, supplyco.com, and use promo code LOCKED at checkout for 20% off one of Ash Supply Company's subscription plans. Make your choice between the subscriptions. They got the Roaster's Choice Single Origin, featuring offerings from Latin America, East Africa, or the Pacific Islands. The Three Roast Sampler, 3 6-ounce samplers from different regions around the world. Or the Drink Coffee Live Wild subscription, which features a Roaster's Choice 12-ounce bag along with a carefully curated coffee-inspired accessory, either a shirt, coffee-infused candle, or coffee-infused soap. And if you get any of the packages, they'll have a couple of prizes in there for you as well, maybe for the kids too. These guys are supporting the Locked On Pistons podcast, and you should support them. We want to give all of our sponsors all the support we can so we can have success stories to pitch to other sponsors, and we can make the Locked On Pistons podcast bigger and better as we go into the summer and look towards next season as well. So again, go to ashsupplycompany.com, A-S-H-E, supplyco.com, and use promo code LOCKED at checkout for 20% off one of Ash Supply Company's subscription plans. Ash Supply Company. Drink coffee, live wild. The Pistons beat the Washington Wizards 103-92 on Thursday night and then hit the road for New York City and took a bite out of the Big Apple with wins against the New York Knicks 115-109 on Saturday while you were watching Michigan take out the Loyola Chicago Ramblers. And then the Pistons beat the Nets 108-96 on Sunday late afternoon while you were probably still recovering from some ham and maybe the Easter egg hunt that you had on Sunday as well. But for those of you who are really excited about the streak that the Pistons are on, I'm jealous of you. I got to admit, I'll hand it to you guys. Maybe you're much more positive than I am if you're watching these games and watching the Pistons win 7 of 8 and saying, oh, this is great. You know, we're looking ahead to next year and be pretty excited about that. For me, it just doesn't do that. It actually is much the opposite. It makes you look back and think about what could have been and what should have been with this year. And maybe that says a little bit more about my personality and your personality and the way we live our lives. But the Pistons, still frustrating even in victory. And also, maybe we should cool down the enthusiasm on Reggie coming back and leading all the team to all these wins, and the offensive rating being so far up since he's in, and the defensive rating is great too. I've seen like a lot of you guys on Twitter talking about that and saying, oh yeah, this guy is really good. Well, and I know that even the most harsh Jackson critics can now maybe finally admit that he's better than Ish Smith, but and hopefully you knew that well before now, when Jackson's remotely healthy anyways. But just like so many other things, so much in the NBA, so much of this comes down to the schedule. Reggie Jackson and the team rating and why they're playing better right now. And of course, it has something to do with the upgrade of Jackson over Smith, and Smith and the upgrade over whoever else was playing the one with the backups and the second unit and whatnot. But most of the reason is because they're playing really bad teams, many of which are actively trying to lose. Spring basketball in the NBA is literally almost all about the schedule. You got to look at it and say, who is trying to win? Yes, the Pistons have won 7 of 8, but they beat Sacramento, Phoenix, Chicago, the LA Lakers, the Washington Wizards, the New York Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. These are a bunch of teams, 5 teams trying to lose. The Brooklyn Nets, who are, even though they don't have their first round pick and are not trying to lose, they're just so bad that they've checked out completely right now. And the Washington Wizards, the one team in that mix that maybe thought they were getting John Wall back for that game and didn't, had really nothing to gain from going out and beating a desperate Detroit team, and had already basically clinched the playoffs, hadn't mathematically clinched it quite yet before Thursday's game, but really, again, nothing to play for there. Pistons, by the way, now 37-40 on the season, 5 games to go. If they go 4-1 in those 5 games, they will finish 500, entirely possible, especially with, like I said, the way the Pistons are. They are playing a little bit better lately. The Pistons have 3 games at home to go, 2 games on the road. The next game will be Wednesday at home against the Philadelphia 76ers, who are playing really well right now, but then lost Joel Embiid to an injury lately as well. And we're going to be talking about more about that game as the week goes on. But the Pistons then have a Friday night game against the Dallas Mavericks at home before closing at Memphis, home against Toronto, and at Chicago a week from Wednesday to close the NBA season for the Detroit Pistons. But the playoff scenarios, in case you're wondering, the Washington Wizards are now in. So 6 teams in the Eastern Conference have clinched their playoff dance card, and the Miami Heat should be next. The tragic number for the Pistons as it pertains to the Heat is now 1, the opposite of the magic number. So any loss by Detroit in the last 5 games or any win by Miami in their last 5 games, and the Heat are in, even if there is a 3-way tie, and we'll get into that in a second as well. If the and a big weekend for Milwaukee, some tough games, but they beat Golden State on Thursday as Kevin Durant got ejected. He is so mad about the world right now. Just a strange guy at this point. And I talked about that a little bit on Thursday. And he's just kind of going and proving the point as time goes on. The Bucks beat the Lakers in overtime over the weekend as well, and then lost on Sunday to Denver in overtime, which kept the Pistons' playoff season alive, the chances. But the tragic number as it pertains to the Bucks is now 2. Obviously more realistic than the Heat, but certainly very, very unrealistic as well. So 10 chances between the Pistons' 5 last games and Milwaukee's 5 last games for 2 bad results for the Pistons to get bounced out of the playoff race with them. The Bucks are at home for the Celtics on Tuesday, and the Heat are at home for the Hawks on Tuesday. So a chance for the Heat to get into the playoffs and for the Pistons to be pushed to the brink if those games don't go well for the Pistons in terms of result. But like I said, if there is a 3-way tie at 41 wins between the 3 teams, the Pistons, the Heat, and the Bucks, or possibly at 42 wins if the Pistons win out, the Heat and the Pistons will go into the playoffs, and the Bucks will be the team left out, as those 3 will be thrown together, and the head-to-head between the 3 of them series breakdown will be the first tiebreaker used. And since the Heat swept out the Bucks and their games, the Bucks will be the team left out, whereas the Pistons split with both of those teams winning all their home games against them and losing all their road games against those 2 teams. The Pistons' recent surge also has them shut out of some ping pong balls, pretty much certainly, as the Detroit is now 3.5 games ahead of Charlotte and 3.5 games ahead of the Los Angeles Lakers. Those teams are not identically tied, but they're virtually tied in the standings right now. So the Pistons, the magic number has got to be about 1 or 2 or 3 with those teams as far as the Pistons basically getting locked in at number 12 in the Eastern Conference. So that means, or not sorry, the Eastern Conference, the NBA, as they will have a 2.5% chance of getting a top three pick in the lottery, and also a 0.7% chance of getting the first overall pick. Obviously, the Pistons need to get into the top three if they're going to keep their pick. Otherwise, it's going to be shipped to the LA Clippers as part of the Blake Griffin trade. If they do get in that top three, then the next season's pick will be parlayed over to the Clippers. But speaking of numbers, the playoff chances, according to 538.com, since Milwaukee had those two wins over the weekend, the playoff chances are now less than 1%. For the Pistons, according to 538.com. So it's gone down, and we'll continue to flounder until that day, probably sometime this week, when the Pistons are officially eliminated from the Eastern Conference playoff contention. But we'll be recapping the games, the happy wins from over the weekend, and talk about a few of the things that are very frustrating about the closing of the season in Detroit. But if your company is interested in men between the ages of 18 and 44 and reaching those guys, you should be sponsoring Locked On Pistons, because we are listened to by 98% men and 80% between the ages of 18 to 44 in that key demo. So if you want to reach that demo, you should get in touch with me, because our rates are reasonable. So email me at matt_shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com to find out more.
Yes, sir!
A little bit later, we're going to be talking about the season-ending loss for the Grand Rapids Drive in the G League playoffs on Friday. But first, the Pistons Thursday night topped the Washington Wizards 103-92. Andre Drummond, 24 points and 23 rebounds, the 20th 2020 game of his career. A lot of 20s there. And Blake Griffin missed the game with a contusion in his ankle, and he missed the whole weekend slate, obviously, for the Pistons there. And just a frustrating turn of events for a team that really was kind of trying to salvage some time with their quote-unquote big three to close the season, and probably won't get that. They said at the time of the injury on Thursday, it'd be about a week until he's looked at again. So that would put him out of these next couple games, or I'm sorry, of at least the Wednesday game against the 76ers. And at that point, you only got four games left in the season. Do you bring him back? I mean, if he's healthy, you probably do bring him back, but maybe it might not be worth the risk going forward. But you would like to see some more of the Jackson, Drummond, and Griffin combination going forward. But then Saturday, the Pistons went out and beat the Knicks 115-109. I will admit that I did not watch this full game. Like many of you, like I said, I was watching the Michigan game during it, and I just watched the condensed version on League Pass on Sunday to kind of catch up. But Drummond again, 22-17 in that one. Stan Van Gundy had some comments before the game about what he deemed as some fake appreciation for his brother Jeff, the former Knicks coach from his former organization in New York, kind of equating it to the way he felt that the way that Stan Van Gundy felt that Patrick Ewing was not getting any interviews or any of respect from his old organization as well, while Ewing was an assistant for Stan Van Gundy in Orlando. Another note from the New York trip is that Reggie Bullock took part in a panel discussion with Athlete Ally at New York's LGBT Center on Saturday, which was Transgender Day of Visibility. Now, Reggie Bullock has become a supporter in the fight for transgender rights after the murder of his sister Maya in 2014. So, hats off to Reggie for taking a stand for something that he believes in and trying to help out a cause that a lot of people are fighting for out there in the world. Then the Pistons went ahead and beat the Nets 108-96 on Sunday. 29 points for Reggie Jackson, 17 for Stanley Johnson. Reggie had to kind of get it all done by himself late in the game, as Andre Drummond was ejected in the third quarter after shoving Quincy Acey, one of the antagonizers of the league. A nice game for Anthony Tolliver as well, who played well and had some big three-pointers late as the Pistons kind of pulled away against the Brooklyn Nets. But just so frustrating for me. I mean, like I said, I don't know how you guys feel, if you're positive about the way this season is ending, but it's almost worse to have them playing pretty well and getting some victories when they don't need them at this point. But since the Blake Griffin trade, like I said, the only thing to look forward to was getting Reggie, Andre, and Blake together. And what happens when Reggie gets back? Well, Blake goes down. And given that the history of Reggie Jackson and Blake Griffin, we might have to get used to that, as those two may not ever be on the court and healthy and 100% even going into next year and going forward. Hopefully they are, if you're rooting for this team to get the best out of those players they possibly can. But just something to remember that even when things get going good with this group, maybe they will take some steps back as time goes on. So no real purpose for the rest of the season unless Blake Griffin gets back. We already know that Andre Drummond and Reggie Jackson can run the high pick and roll, and that should be a weapon for this team going forward. But, you know, them working on that, especially as Reggie gets back from his injury, doesn't really translate to anything meaningful as far as help going into next season. But also, you know, another frustrating thing, if you're one of the Stan Van Gundy haters out there, now you get some wins. Now you got a team buying in a little bit to him. If you're one of those guys that wants him definitely fired, then this last couple of weeks has not been good for that case at all. And obviously, maybe the minds have already been made up either way in the Pistons front office. But if Stan Van Gundy's looking for some evidence that he hasn't lost the locker room and has still a good control of this team, then these last couple of weeks have not helped that. And as I mentioned, Anthony Tolliver playing really well lately, having a nice spurt to end the season. Well, guess what? He's a free agent. So him playing well actually hurts because it's driving up the price. And you would think the Pistons would at least consider bringing him back and make it a priority to bring the veteran leader back to the locker room. But now you might have some more competition, or maybe the agent might be able to drive up the cost a little bit more for the veteran forward there. But now another frustrating thing, Ish Smith is now knocking down three-pointers all season. With Reggie Jackson out for 37 games, the Pistons just needed that. They needed Ish to be a factor from three-point land. Even if he wasn't making all of them, have a little confidence, throw him up there, see what you can do. He was reluctant to shoot them all season long, but since the Portland game a couple weeks back, Ish is 12 of 27 from three-point land at 44% in that span. Before that, he was 15 of 54 on the year for a 28% shooting range. Yes, he's made 12 three-pointers since that Portland game a couple weeks ago and had 15 the entire season before that. Just another frustrating, confounding thing about this season. And you could bring it even outside the Pistons. The Wings are playing well right now. When they don't need it, they're ruining their draft pick. And they're bringing back Ken Holland and Jeff Lashel. And a lot of Red Wings fans out there don't agree with either one or maybe both of those moves. The Tigers, I get it, they're bad. But please, are they going to make every loss an excruciating one this season? Can't you just be bad and get routed just like every other bad team out there? I mean, don't hang around and get our win taken away on opening day by the instant replay that still doesn't make a complete sense. I know that there is one angle out there that the sleeve gets touched. I'm not even going to get into it. But anyway, and I know for some of you out there that are Michigan State fans that are listening, many of you are either indifferent about Michigan or worse, you want the Wolverines to lose. So for you guys, this is hurting even more. And I'm kind of partial. I like both teams. I'm kind of a bigamist when it comes to Michigan and Michigan State. As I went to Central Michigan, I was a Michigan fan growing up, but I'm, got nothing wrong with the Spartans, obviously, as well. But imagine if Michigan's making this run and it's making the Detroit sports misery even worse for you if you're a diehard Michigan State fan that doesn't want Michigan to keep winning. At least the rest of us are kind of getting a nice little respite from the Pistons and the Wings and the Tigers from the Michigan run out there. But give us a follow on social media, by the way, if you're a Locked On Pistons fans at the Locked On Pistons Twitter account, and also at my Twitter account at @Matt_Shook, @SCHOCH, another underscore after that. Give us a like on Facebook at the Locked On Pistons-Matt Shook page as well. We're going to be talking about the season-ending loss for the Grand Rapids Drive on Friday, but also you should be listening to the Locked On Lions podcast with Matt Derry of Detroit Radio. He was on the podcast on Thursday's show. You should go back and check that one out. He had some great thoughts about the Detroit Pistons situation and also looking ahead for the NFL draft for the Lions as well. There's other NBA podcasts for every NBA team and every NFL team out there, and we're adding MLB podcasts right now as well. The Locked On Network, your team every day. Well, just a big congratulations to the Grand Rapids Drive for reaching the G League playoffs. The Pistons affiliate in the minor leagues lost 92-88 to the Raptors 905 in Mississauga, Ontario on Friday night. Kay Felder had 24 points in the loss. Center Landry Noko had 18 points and 9 rebounds. Bronson Koenig from Wisconsin. He had 11 points off the bench for the drive. Lorenzo Brown had 24 points against his former team for Toronto to lead them to the win. They're going to go play a three-game series against the Westchester Knicks here in the G League playoffs as well. Grand Rapids, they were reeling after the death on Monday of Zeke Upshaw, their teammate who collapsed on the court in the final regular season game last weekend and then died a couple days later in a Grand Rapids hospital. After the game on Friday night, the drive flew to Chicago early on Saturday morning to attend Zeke Upshaw's funeral. Members of the Detroit Pistons staff, including Rex Walters, the assistant coach for the Pistons, who was the drive coach last year, he attended the funeral in Chicago as well. Current Grand Rapids coach Ryan Krueger and Landry Noko said in the Grand Rapids press of the write-up after the game on Friday that they were using Zeke and his death as motivation to kind of win one for Upshaw, but both of them admitted that the team kind of ran out of gas ultimately after the emotional week that the team had. So obviously some guys to follow with Kay Felder and Reggie Hearn and Landry Noko and Derek Willis and some of the other standouts, KJ McDaniels, for the drive as well. We'll see if they'll end up in Grand Rapids next year, or maybe if some of them could take the Eric Moreland route or maybe end up with an NBA team or the Pistons as well. But obviously big news for Michigan basketball fans is the University of Michigan team playing for the national championship tonight, 9:20 against Villanova. Big underdogs after the Wildcats had the huge win against Kansas on Saturday night. Everyone's picking Nova to win except for the diehard Michigan fans, and I know some of you are out there as well. Big congrats also to the Notre Dame women, national champions. I'm sure that some of you out there are Irish fans as well. An incredible shot to win the title against Mississippi State on Sunday night after they knocked off UConn on Friday in Columbus. So congrats again to the Golden Domers there. And another congrats to pass along. Grant Hill, named a Hall of Famer. He, over the weekend at the Final Four, was named to the Hall of Fame, former Detroit Piston there. He told Brad Galley of Channel 7 that he'd go in as a Piston, if that were a thing, in the Basketball Hall of Fame, which I'm sure maybe he said the same thing to the Orlando and Phoenix interviewers as well. And maybe if he really had to choose someone to go in, he might even be Duke University, because the Basketball Hall of Fame is a kind of a combined college and pro Hall of Fame as well. But again, congrats to Grant, who had a great run in the beginning, probably the first half of his career with the Pistons until injuries kind of derailed his career. But despite the fact that it wasn't necessarily the glory days for the Pistons back then, he was a tough competitor for Detroit, someone that kind of a lightning rod in terms of historical perspective. And he was kind of a superstar in a town that maybe doesn't value the superstardom, especially with its basketball players, as much as maybe some of the other more glitzy cities out there. So Grant Hill is maybe a topic for another day, but congrats to Grant. Great, for everything we've known of him, great citizen and, great representation for the Pistons out there throughout his career as well. But give us a follow on all the social media channels. Give us a like on the Lockdown Pistons dash Matt Shook page as well. And be sure to check out Ash Supply Company in downtown Detroit at one of their two locations, or visit their website, ashsupplyco.com, A-S-H-E, supplyco.com. Order your monthly subscription of Detroit's Best Coffee. They're supporting this podcast, so now we got to support them. Use promo code LOCKED at checkout, L-O-C-K-E-D, when ordering a subscription online, and you will get 20% off your purchase of the monthly subscription. So Ash Supply Company, drink coffee, live well. I want to thank those guys for supporting the show, and also thanks to you guys for listening. We're going to be watching Michigan and give you the recap of that one, and also look forward to the rest of the week as well, and some cool interviews this week that we've got lined up too. So thanks for listening, everyone, and go blue, and we'll talk to you all again very soon.